Right, so last week we did Perek of Zayin. Make yourself comfortable. And Perek of Zayin, Baltani here addressed the issue that for the Beinoni it's entirely possible that we're destined to struggle. Most of us would imagine that after some period of time we would overcome, we would be elevated, we'd be above and beyond certain desires and passions. And he says, nonsense. He says, you're delusional. Not happening, not in the cards, not supposed to be. There are certain people who are born tzaddikim. The rest of us can be beinonim at best. And it means that we're going to struggle. And in fact, there are advantages over... You look so uncomfortable. Can you make yourself...
Actually, I love this kind of this
okay.
Old Samson.
So, you are... there's a certain elevation, an accomplishment that takes place in struggling. And that is that when a person overcomes his Yetzirah here below, that we demolish and we create an effect above. So I was looking for more schorah in the other Talmid of Baal Shem as to what this means and how we can relate to it. So I came upon two things. There's obviously a welt of raid on this. I mean, there's just no way to narrow it down. Alex, grab the papers from the copier. There's a master set and then there's the copies. So let's first do the Kedushas Levi, and then I'll do a Divrei Chaim with you, and we will learn these together and see how these other, obviously the Kedushas Levi was a contemporary of the Baal Tanya, and the Divrei Chaim was two generations later. Also a very big fan, actually, quotes the Divrei Chaim extensively. So first let's do the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi is the one that says Parshas Mitzayra on it. There are plenty of sets of copies here, so if you pass them around, everybody will have one. All right, so it's the... piece that begins Parshas Tazria. Anyone here for David? Oyevaya. Oh, great. Okay. So, Isha Kisazria. You got it? Not Mitzara, Tazria. That page. Says the Kedushas Levi. Isa Bezayar Kaddish. Al Pasuk Anal. The Pasuk says, why does it say if a woman will be Mazria? Nobody even knows what the words mean. Ki Tahar mi boyle. It should say if a woman becomes pregnant. What is this tazria? Omer Rabbi Yosi, itza mi yomi di savoras ad yomi di yoledas. A woman from the day she becomes pregnant until the day she gives birth, les lo bepuma el yelido de la ilahavid de charenuk. Very a funny zayar. The zayar says that from the day a woman becomes pregnant until she gives birth, all she's busy with is her pregnancy. Is it going to be a boy? Is it going to be a girl? Is it going to be pink? Is it going to be blue? That's what the Zohar is busy with. That's what a woman is busy with. Dehine shamati mimoyri v'rabi mreni revdei ber nishmasa yedin. Quotes, the Kedushas Levi, his master, his teacher, which is obviously the master and teacher of the Baal Tanya as well, and says as follows, Maima Chachmeinu Zal, famous Zohar, and a very controversial, as you'll soon hear, this gets into some really, what on surface is very controversial. Yisrael mefarnes in lavim shebashamayim. Klal Yisrael is mefarnes, they sustain their heavenly father. What in the world does that mean? What can a person possibly give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Al derech d'isa b'mishlei. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, ben chocham yisamachav. A wise child gives joy to his parent. Da'ino, b'mesh anu oisim mitzvahs amaisim tovim. The fact that a Jew performs good deeds and mitzvahs, azay garmim tainug la'abayir baruch hu, we give pleasure to Hashem, right on the most simple, basic level. You give nachas, right? Just like a child can give nachas to his parent, so a Jew can give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeu Yisrael mefarnes in la'avim shebashamayim, says the Magid, that that's what it means when Klal Yisrael give parnosa to their Father in Heaven. Shah tainug nikri parnosa kaviyochel adkan. That's where the words of the Magid end. That when we are erlach, we do what's right, we give Hashem nachas. Is the vihine lefize based upon this? Eich roi lechol ish Yisraeli. How worthy, how appropriate is it for every Jew, lasses mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, to do mitzvahs, birdei shiyagia tani, mizel abayi baruch hu, total different focus on mitzvahs. We should be doing mitzvahs, not for our acquisition of reward, not for olam haba, but the goal should be to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyoch pleasure. Halil HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh kama alofim malochim. After all, he says, how does this make any sense? Hashem has thousands of angels. Shem Aimim Kadesh 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 Be'im of Yir, who tremble, they say Kadesh in a way that we can never begin to imagine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our Avayda. Umayanish Kesis Kirena, what value can human contribution possibly be? Univar al derech moshel, and this moshel is brought in Likutei Torah from the Baal HaTanya as well, in the summer parshias. I couldn't find it, but I remember I marked it in my Likutei Torah. K'moish yesh lissarei umois, just like you find among ministers of the goyim, shemalam demis oif echad aloshem b'nei adam, they teach a certain bird to speak human language, otherwise known as parrots or parakeets. V'ashemeya matmiya kenegdoi, and somebody who listens it sits there in great amazement. And he says to other people, come, you got to see this tremendous novelty. What do you got? You got a talking bird. Everybody understands what I'm trying to say. He's saying the malachim are, there's no chiddush there. There's nothing novel. They could just say it. We are talking birds. If you get a human and he says Kaddish, now that's a Chiddish. Vim Kain says the Baditch of Erov, Atem b'nei Adam, you humans, Pikhoi Nechem, open your eyes. Uru'u goydul malis mitzvahs amaisim tevim. Take a look at the tremendous Chiddish, the novelty, the beauty of mitzvahs amaisim tevim. Achekol avoydes malachim malach hashuvim ki'ayin neged malis b'nei Adam. To the point that human performance is meaningless. Angel performance is garnished compared to us. See this? Yeah, I repeat, we didn't see it inside. I remember seeing it. It says, Valpizeh, look at this now. Valpizeh nuchalavara mishnah de Pirkei Avos. Based upon this, says the Baditch of Erov, we can explain the mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Eimer, Ezederch Yishara, Shiyevalei Adam. Tell me, what is the best path that a person should choose? That which is splendorous to its maker and splendorous to other people. Rebbe is coming to teach us the beautiful, prepared way to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To grab a hold of Tiferes. The Lalis Isa, and to elevate it. Now, did anybody ring a bell here where we learned another Talmud on the Maggid who said that by Yosef HaTzadik that he saw in her Midas, he saw in Eishes Petifar the attribute of Tiferes, which was Yankov's Midah, right? Nirle Dumis Diyukne Shalav, is he saw in her the splendor of his father. Right? Look at what he's saying here. If you want to know where the departure is between the Musar movement and the Hasidic movement, that's in these words. The main focus of he who serves Yerak b'chdei shi'yisbar imay Hashem yisbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make us into a trophy. Hashem should be able to say, look at this human being who struggles moment by moment with his Yetzar, and nonetheless can find the energy to serve me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mispoirim avoidois bonav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prides himself with the service of his children. Hashem levashim beguf ha'av ha'chemer. Each of us is enclosed, embodied in a thick migushim dikabadi. V'yafal pikein, and despite that, We try our hardest to disrobe ourselves of this physicality. And to instead to robe ourselves in spirituality and in the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes great pride with us. There's a struggling Jew. I'm proud of him. That's what Rebbe is saying in the Mishnah. Who is the Oiseha, her creator? Dainus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who asanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he who makes us, misporim anu, prides himself with us. V'gilulonu Rebbe. So Rebbe says, B'mehu asparis? With what does he pride himself with the human? So Rebbe continues, V'tiferis loy min ha'adam, u'beze magia tani gadol abayi baruch hu. The fact that he is a human, that he's not an angel, our beauty is not despite our humanity. Our beauty is because of our humanity. Because we struggle, because we have gashmias. V'oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, here are the dangerous words. V'oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikir kaviyachol b'pchines mikabel. The impossible happens. Hashem becomes a receiver from us. The Rebbeinu Shlom who can only give. When we are able to give him this form of naches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol becomes a mekabel. Al kabolas hatainug, for the pleasure of receiving, k'may shekasavti, as I wrote. And he continues. U'k'may sheshamati m'mari v'rabi m'reinu rav rav doiv b'em m'mizrich. Like I heard from my Rebbe, the Maggid. Al posuk. Me'yes Hashem hoysa zois. He niflas b'einenu. Right? David HaMelech says, this comes from Hashem. It's wondrous. What's wondrous? So he says, ki mila zois. Everybody knows that the word zois, nikra abchinas nukva, ki yudu. The difference between ze and zois. Zois is feminine. Mikabel. So he says, v'ine kefi shamanu le'el. Just as we explained above. That the main focus of our service should be the fact that we have the ability as humans to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu this pleasure. And by doing so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel becomes a Mekabel, he receives from us. V'zeu, that's the meaning, Me'es Hashem Haisa Zeis. How can it be? Hashem should be a zois. Hashem should be a receiver. That's tremendously wondrous. Pirish hu pela ma'ayid beinenu, says the Maggid. This is the greatest wonder of all. That there's anything we could give to Hashem. That is astonishing. Ad kan devarav. That's the teaching of the Maggid. Now, is vihine b'chol adam yashalish p'chines halalim. Every person has three levels. What are they? Zriya, haroyin, and leida. There's conception, there's pregnancy, and then there's birth. Very timely here. Zriya nikras p'chines hisoirus. What's zriya? That is when there is an awakening. That which arouses the person to want to serve Hashem. Haroyin, what's pregnancy? Nikras b'mishiroitzelasas hamitzvahs. That's a person who wants to do mitzvahs. And leidu k'shadam oises hamitzvah. That's when a person actually comes to fruition, and the person actually carries out the fulfillment of the mitzvah. V'zeu sham chazal. Nitzvah. Shagali minecha bekesem eifir. Posuk in Tehillim. We'll just make sure we're saying it correctly. Posuk says Tehillim mem hei yud. Nitzva shegal li minecha bekesem eifir. Says the Gemara. He says the simple meaning of the pasuk is Nitzva Shegali Minecha, your wife stands by your right hand. Bekesem Ofir, in beautiful gold, adorned in gold. Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Dalit, B'schar Shiyisrael Mechav Venes HaTorah, in the reward that Klal Yisrael treasures, cherishes Torah, Yoyisim Masha Umes Mechav Venes HaShegel, more so than Goyim treasure having sexual relations, Zachol LeKesem Ofir. That gave Klal Yisrael Kesem Ofir. That gave them these jewels, these treasures. Ulachayra, he says, Maro Litvais B'mashem Mechavenes HaShegel. It's a little bit of a strange comparison. You know, this is the only comparison that they were able to find here. It's like a little bit, off color, as they say in New York. They could have gotten any, comparison, any type, any Aveira, like pick this one. Says the Baditchavirov that here's what they're trying to say. This Aveira happens to be one unique Aveira, Shaykh Mashpio Mikabel. It involves two people. Yeah, they could eat treif, right? So you could say, if Klal Yisrael would treasure mitzvahs more than Goyim love bacon or shellfish, there would be a chavit. But that only involves one person. Here, there's a Mashpio and a Mikabel. Therefore, Chazal Dafka took this particular passion, the Visha Kenegdom, because corresponding to them, opposite them, mirroring them, Shem Mashbiyim, that they are Mashbiyim, and Asim Ashbosim Avedi Gedolim. From this quality, there ends up coming out tremendous destruction. We are totally different. We have a whole different setup in the model of Mashpi and Mikabel, which is completely the opposite of what we would normally think. Normally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the position of being Mashpi, and we are the ones of Mikabel. Comes Torah and Mitzvahs, and it's exactly the opposite. Now, as humans, when we struggle with our Yetzer Hara and we overcome, we are the parrot. We're the ones who are mashpia kaviyachol to Hashem Yisbarach. Total opposite of what we would think. This v'zeu she'omer ha-Zoyer, says the Kedushas Levi. This is what the Zoyer says. Itza miyema v'chulo. The woman, from the moment she becomes pregnant until she gives birth, she's busy with the pregnancy. Itza, says the Kedushas Levi, who kenesses Yisrael. The woman refers to Klal Yisrael. Miyamidis habaris, from the day she becomes pregnant, Ainu me'eis shemeschila lavidis habaira, from the day we start to serve Hashem, Oz nikr b'pchinis haroi, and that's the beginning of the pregnancy. K'mon shekasavti. Ad yoyma d'yaledis, until the day she gives birth, Ainu ad sho'isa ha-mitzvahs, until we fully carry out the mitzvahs, Shoz nikr b'pchinis leidikana, which is the birth, Les la b'puma. A Jew is only busy with one thing. El yelida delei lehavid dechar. That is to say like this. Am I going to be the zachar? The person doing the mitzvah. Not am I going to give birth to a boy. Am I going to give birth to a girl. But what's the oifen of my kiyum mitzvahs? Am I going to be a mashpia to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I going to give the rebbeinu on the nachas of recognizing that due to the fact that I'm a human being who struggles with all kinds of physical desires, and I'm able to overcome it and do mitzvahs with simcha and to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu that joy, therefore I become a boy? Or am I going to be a mikabel? Or am I going to focus on the fact that I'm going to get schar for the mitzvahs that I do? What's my focus? Am I focused on the constant reason I'm serving is because I'm going to get reward? Or do I want to give kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas? Completely and totally different types of service. Look at it inside. Can I fulfill mitzvahs in the way of being a zachar? We're going to see in a moment what that shefa is. If we can become a zachar, the result of that is that we make changes in all the world. Amen. So too should HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the merit to be able to serve Him in this method, that our focus should be to give kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas. Okay, now, go to the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim is in Pesach. So the Reb Chaim was authored by Reb Chaim Halberstam of Sanz, was a disciple primarily of the Rav Shitzirov and Rav Tali Tzvi of Rav Shitz, who in turn was a disciple of Rabbi Melech, who was a disciple of the Maggid. He also traveled to many of the other tzaddikim, the Choyv and Bells, and he was a person, even in his older years, he always had to have a Rebbe. He never wanted to be just a Rebbe himself. He always looked for somebody to go to. So he says as follows. Beposik, the right-hand column. Beposik b'chol asher amarti aleichem tishmiru, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Darshinan, we learn from this pasuk, what does it mean, in everything that I told you, you should keep Shabbos? Darshinan, the Gemara darshins, l'rabbis shvisas kelim, that this comes to include that even our vessels have to rest. Now, halacha l'mayis, we don't paskin like this, because shittas beis shamai, that shvisas kelim, but our behemoths, we know that have to rest on Shabbos, right? Now the pasuk concludes there. The end of the pasuk there is, do not mention the name of other gods; they should never be found on your mouth. Right? We know from here that this is one of the sources that you don't use a church or a place of Avodah Zarah as a symbol, right? So what's the connection between Shvisas Shabbos and other gods not being mentioned? Nidali, Dina Yidua da Adam hu Pnimiyas HaNeshama, that when the term is used Adam, that it's not referring to a human being. It's referring to his humanity, which is the person's neshama. Aval aguf, but when we're talking about the body, Nikra Bisar Adam, that component of the person is called the flesh of the person. That's not the person. The person is the neshama. The besar adam is the flesh of the neshama. Amen. Now, ve'aguf hu kli la'neshama ve'aruch ni'ashebetoichai. The body is a vessel, a tool for the neshama and the ruchnias that's found in the body. We know that the pasuk says to tell us that there's always a balance between good and evil. There's an equal balance in the world. So there is a force of, just like the adam is the neshama, there is an adam which is the dark force. I don't know how they ever explained this before Star Wars. Now, v'hine, ima adam mezachech u'meshabed chumroi, if a person works on himself to cleanse and to see to it that his physicality is subservient to his spirituality, that the guf is a eved to his neshama, is azayin nizgal lekved Hashem shasharei b'teichei. So what's the result? We're up on the third line from the top. The result of this is that the neshama that exists within the person is able to shine. Right? He's able to elevate, to bring out who the real person is. We got this challenge going on within us. Am I my body? Am I the neshama? If my body becomes subservient to my neshama, then it's migale, it reveals the real person within me. K'may Shabbat Chazal, like the Gemara in Tainis says, lo'olam yira adam ki'ilu kodesh shori b'tech me'av. How are we supposed to look at ourselves? We're supposed to look at ourselves as if there is an angel within us, as if Moshe Rabbeinu was living inside of us, as if there's tremendous, awesome kedusha in our kishkis. And that's the reality. It's not Kiyilu. It really is that way. There is tremendous Kedusha within us. However, conversely, if the body never stops or rests from pursuing its physical appetites, is azai odam belial shebekirboi masisai umapiloi mederechachayim. So the force of evil within the person will constantly entice him and will end up throwing him off of the true path of life. And that is not the case with a person who's able to gain the upper hand over his physical desires. Then, if a person, the more a person beats down his Yetzirah, he weakens the Yetzirah to the point where it can be almost non-existent. As is found in the Likutei Torah of the Arizal in Parsha Shmais. So, there's always a battle going on, and we make the choice as to which force are we going to elevate or lower the body or the soul. To the degree that we give greater power to one or the other, we energize one and we weaken the other. Okay? Now we can understand what the pasuk is saying. Everything that I told you, says the Gemara, the rabbis shvisas kelim. That is, that the vessels should also rest. Meaning, when we look at our being, at the human being, one thing is always going to be a tool for the other. Either the body is going to be a tool for the soul, or the soul is going to be in conflict with the body. The soul really never becomes a tool for the body. So the kli of the neshama is going to be the body. The body is serving as a utensil, as a there's a better word for it, a vehicle, a Chariot. Yeah. Conduit. No, what do you call in surgery the kalim? What do they call them? Huh? Not utensils. They have another word for it.
Instrument.
So the body is going to be an instrument of the neshama. It's going to allow the neshama to carry out all of its desires through the body. And then it's going to be shoves. It's going to rest, meaning it's going to lose its own independent agenda. It really wants to go off and do all kinds of physical appetites. But if it becomes subservient to the neshama, then it's going to rest. At some point, the body will not follow its appetites. The Ramban says, the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu is that the person not follow after his physical desires, to allow these kelim to rest from their desires. But the result of it is going to be va'oz shem elohim acherim lo yishama. The name of the other gods will not be heard. The result of that is going to be an eradication, a great weakening of the person's appetites. They're not going to be on the table anymore. So what's the Divrei Chaim saying here? The Divrei Chaim is saying on a personal level that if a person is able to battle with their evil, the result of it will be that taivis, that the person struggled with terribly, will virtually disappear. And you see it all the time with people who mature. What happens is that the way Rav Dessler explains it is that you move the line of Bechira, right? The lines of challenge. It's not that there's a less of a struggle, but the struggle is moved to much more edela, to finer, less megushim dika battlefields. So that we're not struggling with crass, vulgar appetites. We're struggling with, you know, can I focus in Shmoneh Esrei? Can I get out of bed to go to Daf Yomi? How long can I focus for? And v'chulu v'chulu in the various focuses. Now, if you looked into the language that Baal Tanya used here in Perek Chof Zayin, it's when he spoke about the reaction that takes place to our struggles, he says, right in the center of page Lamed Dalet, going back to the Kedushas Levi, to the tremendous pleasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets, when the Yetzirah here below is challenged, is overcome, this is the greatest pleasure that we can bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the overcoming of evil here below, which in turn results in a overwhelming, overall down treading of the Sidrachra in the world. So we need to understand that our actions have reactions for us personally, like the Divrei Chaim is saying, and world over, as the Baal Tanya is teaching us here, because and the Baal Tanya goes on to point out here that it's not just in the major things, it's even in delaying gratification for a short period of time, that the result of it is a universal overcoming of the Yetzirah. And in turn, he says here towards the end, that from this Kedusha, there is a Kedusha Elyona that comes upon the person to help him with a tremendous assistance to serve Hashem. That's what the Divrei Chaim is talking about here. That assistance is that our battle with the vulgar, crass forms of evil becomes much easier. That's the assistance we get from above. Adam mikadosh atzmei ma'at lamata, mikadshenoi sahar ben lamayla. Says about a tiny person, takes a step here below, and the result of it is that he is sanctified a great deal from above. All right, so Mir Tashem, next Wednesday.